The Folk Show Roadshow continues in just a moment with an hour featuring Michael Gerling and Tony Markellis. The first hour of the Roadshow this month featured the first half of a concert by Sam Gleaves, Tyler Hughes, and Hazy Caccio, recorded on February 10, 2018 at the Center for Well-Being in Lamont, part of the Acoustic Brew Concert Series. We won't get to hear their second set this evening, but we're hoping to share more of that concert on future episodes of the Roadshow. And if you can be in central Pennsylvania over the upcoming Memorial Day weekend, May 25th through the 27th, Sam, Tyler, and Hazy will be performing and teaching workshops at Folk College on the campus of Juniata College in Huntingdon. You can find more information at wpsu.org/folk or at folkcollege.com. Right now, though, we have more music for you right here on the Folk Show Roadshow. If you were with us at the beginning of the broadcast this evening, you heard one song from Michael Gerling and Tony Markellis, To Whet Your Appetite. And here's more of the concert recorded just a few days ago at the Center for Well-Being in Lamont, also part of the Acoustic Brew Concert Series. Here's Michael Gerling and Tony Markellis.
We live in Saratoga Springs, New York. I think we'll be pretty well balanced, but if you can't hear anything, tell us, and I guess we'll have to turn the bass down. I can't think of what else to do, so that's what we'll do. A sparrow hawk circles in the air. The fat crow dines on the white line. What he eats is on a fair. The red-winged blackbird's got a cat-tailed chair in the blue hard land, in the blue hard land. A cowboy boots, hobo suit, song about a train. Smoky bar, Fender guitar, whiskey on the brain. Load up in the back and break down in the rain. In the blue hard land, in the blue hard land. The cities rise before your eyes, a twisted fairy tale. Smokestack smoke chokes the wind in your prairie sail. And down the south side, a blues man wails in a blue hard land, in a blue hard land. Summer nights, the catfish likes to sleep in a catfish hole. Daddy likes a country song, little sister likes rock and roll. And I like to come back before too long to the blue hard land, to the blue hard land. The blue hard land. The only other thing I can do, I can't do it now, but if you tell me at the set break, if you have a hard time hearing the guitar, I have a little tiny amp in the car, I could bring it. But I hear myself, I hear you, so that's good.
Can y'all hear everything okay?
Yeah. Okay. It's fun, it's always different. I've done a lot of house concerts in living rooms, but this is a pretty big living room, but acoustics are indeed good. They're very nice. The weirdest thing, Tony and I did a house concert in Chicago in this very nice
1930s Chicago oak, you know, apartment. But the weirdest thing, they put us in this hallway, and the audience we were facing, it was an L-shaped situation. There was one group in the living room, there was another group in the dining room who could not see each other at all. They could both see us. So, you know, I'm wondering, okay, which do I turn this way, that way? So I'm playing toward the corner of the wall, kind of, and hoping it goes like that. And what it was very weird, because one group was drinking wine and was having a great time, laughing at all the jokes, and this other group was really serious. And after a while, the serious group kind of started thinking, what are they doing in there? Why are they having so much more fun than we are, you know? It was odd. This is a song that was from way back. That was on a Fast Folk recording long ago. This is one I've been doing for a long time, too. We live on the edge of the Adirondack Mountains, and this is called North Country Jukebox. The last tourist is gone. Took the camper and the kids. Took the money too, but I'm glad that they did. It's the best time of the year. The air is sharp and clear. Got the lake to myself. The woods full of deer. And it's a good time to take a walk and think about all the things. Some say I'm a crazy fool, living here where the north wind rumbles through like a ghost train. Maybe they are right. The cold weather I don't mind. I've got a couple of cords of hardwood stacked against the house, and I'll do just fine. I'll stoke the stove up red hot, put some coffee in the pot, play a song for North Country Jukebox. Winter keeps this land a little farther from their reach. If the sun shined here all year, it would be Miami Beach. Hey, pour me another beer. You know you'll often find me here. It's a second home. I don't apologize. All my good friends wander in, 'cause it's the only place there is. I'm an eight ball king. I've been always. If I miss this shot, I'll put a quarter in the slot. Play a song for North Country Jukebox. If I miss this shot, I'll put a quarter in the slot. Play a song. Tony and I were remarking, driving here, that there's a lot of Pennsylvania. And I thought of something on the way here. I thought, if you just flattened out Pennsylvania, it would be much bigger than Texas. You know, yeah. Think about it. If He just flattened it out.
Yeah.
This is called These Old Photographs. These old photographs These pieces left behind Seconds frozen flash Falling out of time Falling out of time Wooden family poses The awkwardness of youth The rare unguarded moment With the ring of truth The ring of truth I do miss the faces Left only to be seen In the winter black and whites And the summer greens The summer greens Time does heal all wounds And time does leave its scars They wrap around our hearts like A crown of stars A crown of stars Put these old photographs back behind the winter coats. Still, the images run through me like a Holy Ghost, a Holy Ghost. Like a Holy Ghost A Holy Ghost song about selling a used car. It's called $1,000 Car. I bought a new used car and let's just say it didn't give me much on the trade, so I took out an ad in the local classified. Well, the phone wasn't ringing off the hook, but if you stop by, they'd look at my feet and start $1,000 car. An old house painter looked her over good, spent half an hour under the hood, but he drove away
in a cloud of thick blue smoke. A Mexican guy saw the for sale sign. He walked around, kicked the tires, and he looked at me. And he never said a word. Done my time on the side of the road, pockets empty and my head hung slow. People passing by just point stare. Got four good tires, starts when it's cold, I'm asking 12, but I'll go lower and there you are. You got $1,000 car. Skinny little guy in a rusted Ford, pile of kids pour out the door. He asks for the keys and he takes her for a ride. When they got back, they were jumping for joy, from the little girl to the teenage boy. He stayed in the car and played with the radio. Done my time on the side of the road, pockets empty and my head hung low. People passing by just point stare. Well, signed the title and we shook hands. I gave him the keys, he gave me the cash, and that was that. Our little deal was done. Well, I hope that car isn't running yet, but you're walking wire without a net wherever you are. In $1,000 car, $1,000 car, $1,000 car, $1,000 car, $1,000 car.
That tune was one of the filler songs on Car Talk on NPR. That's pretty cool.
And I heard it.
Did you?
Yes.
I didn't, because
yes.
I was riding my bicycle, and I was going up a hill, and then my cell phone went off, and I pulled over, and it was my wife. What? And of course, there are millions of dollars in public radio.
Yeah, that's how people afford
it.
When old Henry died, no one was there. Gave up the ghost in his easy chair. Neighbor found him with the TV on. Picked up the phone, dialed 911 at old Henry's house. Sister called me from Buffalo. She just thought that I'd like to know. She'd leave a key, I could stop on by for some little thing to remember him by at old Henry's house. Had been picked clean, marks on the walls where things used to be. Still I found a pipe wrench that I could use, an old fly rod made of bamboo at old Henry's house. Thank you. photograph on the dusty floor. Six young Marines, 1944. The names were written on the back, and all but one crossed out in black. At old Henry's house, when old Henry died, no one was there. Gave up the ghost in his easy chair.
Another song I've been doing a long time, and was inspired by a photo in an old family album. Probably some of you have a similar photo, except my cousin Freddie probably wasn't in yours, but we were posing in our post-Christmas cowboy outfits that we had gotten, and we were looking good. A few years ago, I realized that was actually my physical peak right there. You know? It hasn't gotten any better.
I've seen the picture. I'd have to agree. That was...
The hat doesn't fit anymore. So.
Well, it's because your head got big from that NPR.
That's true. '50s cowboy kids dreamed in black and white, practiced on our fast road by the TV light. I won the West in my backyard. That wagon train got through. I tell you, Bart, this town ain't big enough for me and you. Me and my pinto pony ride way beneath Montana skies. I don't say much, but when I do, you know the words I say are true. I pull my hat down on my head, squint into the sun. Married now, I live back east. I know the times have changed. The kids on my block never dream of riding on the range. But when the world gets down on me and nothing else makes sense, I jump into the saddle, fly beyond the fence. Me and my pinto pony ride way beneath Montana skies. I don't say much, but when I do, you know the words I say are true. I pull my hat down on my head, squint into the sun. Thank you.
1950s cowboy kids dreamed in black and white that those singing cowboys never made it with me and the guys. I won the West in my backyard, and I can tell you this, not one dumb guitar got strung, not one girl got kissed. Me and pinto pony ride way beneath Montana skies. I don't say much, but when I do, you know the words I say are true. I pull my hat down on my head, squint into the sun. Wahoo, 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 wahoo.
When I was a freshman in college in 1970, I was in the dorms, and this friend of mine who was a real music, knew everything cool in music, he came and said, "Hey, come on, there's a show down at the field house. You got to go see it." And I said, "What?" He said, "It's Merle Haggard. Come on." I said, "Merle Haggard?" This was when Okie from Muskogee had just come. And I didn't know anything about country. I thought it was stupid. And he said, "No, trust me, I got a ticket. Come with me." So I came, we kind of hung around in the back of the gym and watched a show. And by the end, I was a fan. I was just knocked out. I mean, first of all, he had a great sense of humor about Okie from Muskogee. And anyway, he was a great musician, great songwriter. And I once again got to see him before he died in Portsmouth, New Hampshire a few years ago. And when Merle died a few years ago, and I guess it's a couple years now, I was very, very moved by that. And sometimes as a songwriter, I gave myself a task, you know, to do something. And I thought, well, I want to write a song that would be worthy of Merle singing, which is a pretty high mark. So I worked on it a lot. And this is what I came up with. You won't get to hear Merle sing it, unfortunately. It's called In Lieu of Flowers. In lieu flowers, the family requests your thoughts and prayers for eternal rest. And if you heed no higher power, then you can sing a sad old song. Light on the porch, an old guitar. Remember the wish you wished upon a falling star. The sound of a train in the wee small hours. And won't you please remember these? In lieu of flowers, the family suggests a small donation to forgetfulness. Forgive his faults, his darkest hours. Remember some kindness he has done. Thank you.
dark. A call from a friend. Remember the smell of garden dirt at winter's end. Life passes through like a summer shower. And won't you please remember this in lieu of flowers? In lieu of flowers, the deceased might suggest, tell her you love her. Clean up that mess. And if you heed no higher power, then you can sing a sad old song in lieu of flowers. Then you can sing a sad old song in lieu of flowers.
For a couple more or one more? What do you think? A couple more? All right, we're going to do a couple more before we take a break. And we're having fun. I'll try not to talk too much. I know I'm doing that. Relaxing. This is a little story, but this one's called Old Stones. And it was I wrote it after coming back from a trip to Great Britain. That my wife had lived there, and so she wanted me to go, and she has friends there. So we were all over. And in those days, when you got home, you sent your film to the drugstore or whatever, and you waited for the pictures. Remember that? And it was kind of interesting because it was all this delay. You didn't remember even what you'd done. And we got this big, giant pile of photos, and I started looking through them. And I didn't say, my wife is very fond of ruined abbeys and ruined priories, occasionally a cathedral that's standing, but usually there are ruins of some sort. And so I'm looking at the photos, and there are all these piles of, I started calling it our holy rubble tour, you know. I saw, but she knew, oh, that's, you know, St. Anselm's Priory, and, you know. But anyway, so I got home and wrote this song.
Those Brits don't take very good care of their stuff.
They don't.
Everything's just piled.
Well, you know, I didn't know this. At first I thought, well, it got torn down. But most of this stuff happened, I mean, Henry VIII actually was responsible for, it happened fast. As soon as the Catholic Church was gone, people said, ooh, the nice stones, nice wood. That statue, I could use that in the garden. Anyway. It's called Old Stone. Drop a couple of pound coins in a box. Amazed by the stained glass and the soaring arch, at the power of man, the glory of God. The old stones, I come from the new world to see the old. Old stones, standing for a thousand years. Cathedral, it's Saturday night. Watch the young girls head down to the pubs, dressed up like their favorite pop stars, if a little too stout. In a couple of pints, it'll all work out. Old stuff.
stones, the clicking of the high heels in the summer night. Old stones, the shouts of the wild boys rang. La la da dum dum, la la da dum dum dum, la la da dum dum, da da dum dum. There are secrets in the rafters, only the workmen and God know. Secrets in the rafters, only the workmen and God know. Step in the cathedral in the fading light. Drop a couple of pound coins in the box. Amazed by the stained glass and the soaring arch. At the power of man, the glory of God. Old stone, Sunday morning, the gray heads pray. Old stones to the church of social cause. Old stones, the clicking of the high heels in the summer night. Old stones, the shouts of the wild boys ring. Old stones, I come from the new world to see the old. Old stones, standing for a thousand years. La la da dum dum, old stones. La la da dum dum, da da dum dum. La la da dum dum, old stones. La la da dum dum. La la da dum dum, la la da dum dum, la la da dum dum, da da dum sun comes up on a world of mud. You find out who your friends are after the flood. Well, you shake your head, watch it on TV. Sitting high and dry couldn't happen to me. But where the storm comes from could surprise you some. You find out who your friends are after the flood. And you think you're strong, you're not strong enough. And you think you're tough, doctor says we're gonna need more tests. Then you feel your heart freeze deep in your chest. And the cold fear runs through your bones and blood. You find out who your friends are after the flood. Strong,
you're not strong enough, and you think you're tough. Noah was a reluctant sailor, riding the waves on a floating FEMA trailer. When the sun comes up on a world of mud, you find out who your friends are after the flood. Find out who your friends are after the flood. This one's called I've Been Feeling Better. A whistle when I'm walking, my footsteps click in time, my lucky star shines in the sky. Or a comet with our name on it, perhaps a meteor, will wind up like a dinosaur. I tell the truth, no lie, I've been feeling better, I don't know why. We fly through space on a little blue ball with a molten core of steel. How's that supposed to make you feel? With a thin veneer of atmosphere between us and sudden death, it's enough to make you catch your breath. I tell the truth, no lie, I've been feeling better, I don't know why. I whistle when I'm walking, my footsteps click in time, my lucky star shines in the sky. It's not the medication, it's not the glass of wine that puts the twinkle in my eye. I tell the truth, no lie, I've been feeling better, I don't know why. I tell the truth, no lie, I've been feeling better, I don't know why. I've been feeling better, I don't know why. As I said, I was starting to feel comfortable, so I'm going to take a chance. And this is a new song. It's only been played once. Last night we played it, but nobody heard it because it was kind of a, kind of a loud crowd. But this is called Family Recipe. Fountain pen ink in her mother's hand, a family recipe borrowed from a friend. Sally's name in the upper right hand corner of a 3x5 card.
yellowed and stained. Two egg whites, two-thirds cup sugar, a half cup chocolate chips, a dash vanilla, a quarter cup chopped nuts. Pearl Harbor Day, our family was in tatters. God took our mother away, wheeled her out the door. We had to clear the house out down in Florida, with errant golf balls bouncing off the roof, sorting through what did and didn't matter, with no real idea what we were doing. The car was packed with stuff. Zeros and ones, that's all we're left today. A pixelated shell of what we threw away. The sweet crunch of a forgotten cookie. My mother's hazel eyes when she laughed. The truth that we missed when we weren't looking. No, you can't Google that. Blue fountain pen ink in her mother's hand. A family recipe borrowed from a friend.
My wife is, she's my number one critic, which is not surprising, sort of her job. But so when I played this next song for her, she said, reacted and said, "You're not going to play that for people, are you?" But I will. It wasn't a quality control issue, it was a question of personal shame or pride or something like that. So, this song is entitled Personal Appearance. And I'll give myself an applause line first. In the last 14 months, through long effort, I've lost 40 pounds, all right?
Show off.
It's okay. No, you can applaud me if you see me in a couple of years and I still have lost 40 pounds. I've lost those 40 pounds before. But anyway, I still feel good. And, you know, I felt like my doctor upgraded me from morbidly obese to jolly. And that was good. The shape I'm in is a sight to see. Even my fat pants don't fit. I describe my physique as beef jerky and cottage cheese. It's all about the personal appearance. My hair's getting thin. Where there used to be curls, there's just shiny pink skin. I'd shave my head, but I'd look like a boiled ham with ears. It's all about the personal appearance. I should be tall.
Yes, I should be tall. I'm just short for my weight. I used to be cute. I used to be cute. But now I scare the dog in my birthday suit. Laugh lines are not so funny when a face is mine. If I had the money, would I pay to fight gravity? It's all about the personal appearance. I should be tall, yes, I should be tall. I'm just short for my weight. I used to be hot, I used to be hot. Now I'm lukewarm, well, maybe not. When I look in the mirror, I take off my glasses. After a few beers and in a dim light, you know I don't look so bad. It's not all about the personal, all about the personal, all about the personal appearance.
This is Preaching to the Choir.
I've heard that one.
You have.
Preaching to the choir. Preaching to the choir. Hitting all the high notes with their tongues of fire. The truth is getting dizzy. Walking on the wire is just eating the light. When you're preaching to the choir, the jets fly over and the bright flags wave, and we all agree that we're the home of the brave. They've got the president's message on a big screen light. They're preaching to the choir. They're preaching to the choir. They're hitting all the high notes with the tongues of fire. Truth is getting dizzy. Walking on a wire, it's just ain't no light. When you're preaching to the choir,
if you want to sing the chorus, you're welcome to. It keeps coming around.
Folk singers strum, and the people sway, and their eyes get moist. As a dove flies away, someone shouting in a bullhorn, a waving homemade signs. They're preaching to the choir. They're preaching to the choir. They're hitting all the high notes with the tongues of fire. The truth is getting dizzy. When you're preaching to the choir, he takes a holy word and shoots it at the sky. He's got a personal note from God to set the world on fire. fire, preaching to the choir, hitting all the high notes with the tongues of fire. The truth is getting busy and walking on a wire. It's just ain't no light when you're preaching to the choir. Preaching to the choir. Preaching to the choir. Hitting all the high notes with the tongues of fire. Truth is getting dizzy and walking on a wire. It's just heating no light. It's all heating no light. It's just heating no light when you're preaching to the choir. Thank you so much for coming. And thanks to all the volunteers that make this thing go. I mean, God bless you. And thanks for coming out. So we're going to end up with one. Cousins grew up side by side in a sleepy Delta town. And here's a story of Jimmy and Jerry Lee. Well, they both played the piano. They both loved to sing. One of them worshipped rhythm and blues. The other one, Christ the King. Talk about rhythm and blues. Talk about Christ the King. Son of the devil. Son of the Lord, son of the devil, son of the Lord, son of the devil.
Michael Jerling and Tony Markellis, recorded at the Center for Well-Being in Lamont on February 10th, 2018. For the Folk Show Roadshow, a special monthly broadcast on WPSU. You can find links to more information about Michael Jerling and Tony Markellis at wpsu.org/folk. I'm Mel DeYoung. Thanks for listening to the Folk Show Roadshow this evening, and I hope you'll tune in weekends for broadcasts of the Folk Show, Sunday from 10 p.m. to midnight, and Saturday afternoons from 1 to 5. Until the Metropolitan Opera radio broadcast season ends in May, you'll find the Saturday afternoon Folk Show on WPSU3 and streaming at wpsu.org/radio on your computer or mobile device. The world returns at its usual time tomorrow night and will join performance today momentarily.
Son of the devil, son of the Lord, son of the devil. When you grow up in the Delta, and that's all you've ever seen, there's a left-hand road, there's a right-hand road, but there's no road.